Well, researchers are working to improve potato producers' odds at getting their spuds to the marketplace, as two fungi with very long names that I won't even attempt to pronounce continue to pose challenges for the growers. These fungi often occur together in the same soil, attacking the potato plant's roots, tubers, or stems. Outbreaks can cause yield losses of up to 25% and prevent tubers from reaching the sizes needed by the French fry and fast food industry. But scientists and collaborators with the Agricultural Research Service are working to overcome the problem by testing five new potato breeding lines that could open the door to new varieties of the crop that resist these problems. These breeding lines have been developed from a wild species from Mexico in a recent commercial release, Summit Russet. In the 3 years of field trials, the potato breeding lines consistently showed fewer disease symptoms. However, the breeding lines aren't intended for production. Instead, they'll be made available as seed for use in breeding programs aimed at developing the first commercial varieties with dual resistance to the fungal diseases. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.